Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. We are delighted that you joined us for today's broadcast. Our prayer is for the Word of God to transform you into the image of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, while simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread. Now let's get into the Word with Apostle Trevor Banks.
He wasn't deceived.
Amen.
Someone said, well, how do you know he wasn't deceived? Because when Eve ate, she was standing right in front of him.
Come on.
And he saw what happened to her.
Amen.
You was naked. The glory was gone.
Yes,
it didn't take long time that the moment he saw the withering. But yet, and it wasn't because he loved her so much.
Amen.
And just couldn't, you know, live without her.
Amen. Amen.
He willingly, he saw and ate anyway.
Amen.
So through one man's transgression.
Amen.
Now see, before he ate, he could have said, wait. He could have grabbed that and said, come on, we're going to see the Lord. You need some help. We're going to be right. He could have done that. But then God's plan to bring the seed through the woman. See, the Lord used the least. Y'all follow me? To bring the seed in. Because who he was after the devil. He let the devil do his thing for a little while, but the devil didn't know he was just playing into God's plan.
Amen.
So Adam was in the transgression because he saw. You ever done that before? You know you done seen what it does, but you do it anyway.
Amen.
So one man's transgression brought sin, and one man's righteousness brought us out. He eliminated everything that the curse that Adam brought into mankind in our experience, Jesus did away with it.
Yes, he did.
One man did it, another man. That's why he's called the second Adam. Amen? Now, the way of the Word. The Word is what creates our journey.
Amen.
This is why the Word of God is so important. Man cannot live by bread alone.
Amen.
That's a often, probably, I won't say overquoted, but that's a verse that we probably all know. Man does not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. Is that correct?
Amen.
Well, how much of your life is being lived because of the word that proceeds out of the mouth of God?
All right.
Versus the bread on your table. I can tell some of us don't miss no meals.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
You can be skinny and still not be missing no meals. Still be a greedy Gus. You understand? But how much of the word really determines the life you live, or the quality or lack thereof that you live? Man cannot live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God shall man live. That life is the Zoe life. You know, when life plateaus, or when things get boring, or when things start going south on you, that's why I said get that word in your mouth. Start meditating on that word. Get that word in your mouth. It will change the quality. Because see, the journey, the path, the way is in the word. Without the word, there's no way. Thy word is a lamp to my feet. Thy word is a light to my path. This is how I see my way, from the Word. It's dark in the world, and it's going to get darker. But that's the time our light should shine the brightest, when it gets the darkest. Amen? So the Word is, God's Word is creative, not just predictive. See, some view or see prophecy as just a prediction. No. When God says something, give me Isaiah 55:11. When God says something, it cannot come back to him void. It cannot. There's no force of nature. There's nothing in this reality or in the spirit realm that can stop, impede, block what God says. Amen. Isaiah 55:11. So shall my word be that goes forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereto I sent it. Ain't no stopping it. When God releases a word, ain't no stopping it. God does not merely observe the future. He authors it. He's the author of the future. We looked at how Isaiah 46:10 says that God declares the end from the beginning. That's how he works. He declares the end from the beginning. Every time God speaks, his word goes forth as a creative force that forms a reality. That's why he says, let not the book of this law. When we talk about the law, don't think it's just the Ten Commandments. It's talking about the principle of God's word. Don't allow the book of God's principle of his words to depart out of your mouth. In other words, don't start talking about other stuff. Don't start saying other things over your situation, over your children, over your finance, over your body. Just agreeing with the doctor's report versus God's report. We're not foolish. We follow or do what we need to do, but stay with God's report. The word will supersede some things, but you got to get developed in it. You go to the gym and you try to lift 500 pounds. No, 25 pounds. And you ain't never been in the gym. You allowed to pull everything. Walk out of there. No, you take it in increments. What you can handle. Well, that's how the word is. You got to start somewhere. Start and then stay with it, because you will cause warfare. Yeah. You start impeding on dimensions of darkness that have ruled. Spirits that have been hiding. You start flushing them out. You start seeing more clearly. Because light, when light starts to shine, anything in darkness starts to show up. Amen. You start to see people that were pretending. You'll start to see where you were being hindered and blocked and held back. Amen. You'll start to see these things. So the word is creative. God is an author. God doesn't merely observe the future. He authors it. When God speaks, look at somebody, tell them, my journey begins. Now, every one of us in here, God has spoken something over your life. You're saved. Even if you're not saved, there's something spoken over your life. But you have to believe it. When God speaks it, the journey begins. And sometimes the journey is tumultuous. Because there's so much that's hemmed you in. There's some habits you got to break. There's some stuff you're on lockdown in. There's some stuff that entered into your life, whether you allowed it to or you had no choice, but it came in there and it's had you bound. It's had you chained up. So when God speaks, a process begins. A journey begins. So stop trying to change everything overnight. Amen. You want everything to change overnight, but you've been in that for 10 years. Now, I can say this. Once you start to develop in the word, you start to be more like Christ. Jesus spoke to a fig tree. Said, cursed be you, fig tree. Bear no fruit from this day henceforth forever. Immediately. In front of them, the tree withered. Now they didn't. Peter and them saw it the next day, but it withered right away. It didn't take a day. When Jesus spoke to a storm, it didn't think about stopping. It didn't go from a storm to a drizzle. It stopped right away. You listen, the more you develop in speaking what God says.
Have you ever felt like God was calling you higher? Higher than routine, higher than religion, higher than just going through the motions. In The Rise of the Remnant, Apostle Trevor Banks Sr. helps you discover how to leave behind the weight of hypocrisy, distraction, and doubt, and rise into the fullness of God's grace, using the very skies above us, from the troposphere to the stratosphere. Apostle Trevor Banks shows us what it means to grow in faith, to push past obstacles, and to live as the authentic you. This is a call to transformation, a call to go deeper, a call to rise. Don't settle for surface living. Be part of the remnant God is raising up. The Rise of the Remnant by Apostle Trevor Banks. Available now wherever books are sold.
Thank you for listening to On to Perfection. If you would like to order today's message, or if you want more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.reslifefl.com. That's www.reslifefl.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.